of those places you love to see at Christmas. The century-old building, with its magnificent architecture, is host to many holiday events and serves as the background of many a photo. A memorable holiday history is today's edition on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. It's a special place every December.
Well, as you look around, you see Christmas is here, right? So it takes us about 2 months to set all this up. This is the most popular holiday destination in Kansas City.
Michael Tritt shares the story from Union Station in Kansas City.
For 9 weeks, we'll go nonstop, have about 300,000 visitors through the building. And I just say, you know, if you're in the area or within drive time, come down. Favorite place to have family photos. And so much going on every weekend.
The old rail terminal has always been a hub of holiday activity, but it has changed some over the years.
What we know by photographic history is that it was always a place for the community to gather. Certainly not a 40-foot Christmas tree in the lobby, because this would have been filled with train travelers, and there simply wouldn't have been enough room for that.
But the traditions carry on past December 25th, for what is perhaps the biggest and best of its kind 1 week later.
The New Year's Eve celebration started here in 1920. The largest traditional New Year's Eve party in the Midwest happens here, of course, December 31st, and it's called New Year's Swingin' Eve. It's a blast. People come from all over the six-state area for that.
In the heyday of this station, 270 trains per day would pass here, but they still made room for a jazz band on New Year's Eve to set up and ring in the New Year for revelers. Today, the trains still come through the station, but the party of about 1,200 takes up most of the building. Ticket that must be usually purchased at least 1 week in advance. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.